Hare Krishna. Today's question comes from Ananda Chaitanya Das at Bhaktivedanta Manor. He's asking about the Shraddha ceremony. Should devotees perform the Shraddha ceremony for departed ancestors? There's much mention of it made in Srimad Bhagavatam. Is it something that's compulsory for Vaishnavas? Is it something that we should attend if such ceremonies are being performed? Is there some obligation to us? What is our the benefit that is either accrues to or is lost from if we do or don't perform these ceremonies to our relatives? Srimad Bhagavatam, I answer, says, Devashibhutaptarinam prithinam nakinkaram naim nirichadajam, that Rini, all debts are automatically liquidated by engaging in devotional service. What to speak of to our forefathers, but to the sages and demigods and everybody. Why? Because Krishna is the root of all of them, and by pleasing him, they're also all pleased, and all other purposes are automatically served. Still, we see, for instance, in the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Lord Chaitanya performed the Shraddha ceremony of his father. And Srila Prabhupada also comments elsewhere that sometimes for the sake of materialistic people, or so that people don't criticize or commit offenses to Krishna consciousness, to Vaishnavas, to the process of devotional service, devotees will participate in these activities. Jiva Goswami also makes the same statement in the Sandarbhas. And so devotees will participate, perform in these activities, although it's not actually incumbent upon them. Why? Because we want to avoid people unnecessarily criticizing Krishna consciousness. It's one of the offenses to the holy name to reach the glories of the Lord to the faithless, which also means to act in such a way that people with insufficient faith will then begin to doubt or cause offense. For example, I'm a sannyasi, and I've been a sannyasi for getting on to 35 years. Strictly speaking, a sannyasi is not supposed to be visiting family members and, say, socially dead person. However, I keep in contact, regular telephone contact with my mother. I also visit her annually. Why? Because in India, in days of yore, and maybe to some extent now, there's that recognition that sannyas, even though people may not like to hear that or not want that, but when someone takes to the renounced order of life, that their obligation to family is finished. All right, we don't like that they did that, just like Mother Sachi didn't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take sannyas, but when he finally did, then she accepted, all right, I don't want people to criticize you there, but don't go to Vrindavan, go to Puri, because then I can easily get word from you. So, for the sake of not disturbing the minds of people in general, what to speak of our own parents, therefore we continue on with maintaining some type of connection with them. Of course, with my wife, from my previous life, I don't have any connection, never had any connection. Still, We see that Kathara association is also effective. People who otherwise wouldn't have been very family members, keen on Krishna consciousness, gradually they also sort of come around to being inquisitive, to being respectful, to understanding and respecting the principles of Krishna consciousness. So in the same way, with the Shraddha ceremony, although obviously that would be something that people from Indian descent would do that, and Ananda Chaitanya is Indian bodied, they will do that if it's being performed, and if there's an expectation and people will look on it badly if we don't do that, then there's no harm to do that, but there's no particular need. The benefit is the debt. We're freed from the debt, and the benefit is there to others. Take the example of Prahlad Maharaj. After Hiranyakashipu was killed, and Nrisimhadev finally pacified, then Prahlad Maharaj asked him, he says, please liberate my father. Nrisimhadev said, why are you asking that? He's already liberated. Just by being connected to you. He and so many generations, both before and after, they're already liberated. You don't have to ask. So this is a very clear example of this very same principle, that it's not necessary for devotees to perform these activities. They're relieved of their obligation, but their people who they're connected to, they automatically, by the Lord's grace, already getting all the benefit that comes to them by being related to someone who is a pure devotee, who's practicing pure devotional service. The essence of all of these ceremonies, all of these rituals, whatever they may be, including the Shraddha ritual, is ultimately to please the Supreme Lord. But by performing devotional service, devotees are pleasing Krishna every day of the week. It's not that you just go and please Krishna on a one-off event and then continue on with their lives. Devotees are constantly pleasing Him. So the benefit which this Shraddha activity may be there and pleasing Krishna, that's going on. In that sense, a devotee is performing the Shraddha rite 24 hours a day. And how is it best for devotees to observe? What happens if devotees have family members or someone who pass away? Should they do anything? Should they perform some activity? Yes, they should, in the name of that person, offer special offerings to the deities, give gifts to the deities, and sponsor a feast for the benefit of devotees. This way, by pleasing the Vaishnavas, by pleasing the Supreme Lord, their family members are naturally guaranteed of getting much, much, much more than they would be getting from the Shraddha rite, because who are these people performing the Shraddha rite themselves? What are that? Those ritualistic priests, do they actually have faith in Krishna, or are they making a living by performing certain rituals which don't really reach Krishna, which don't really invoke His pleasure, because they're not being done either with knowledge, or they're not being done with devotion. So even when we talk about the performance of those rites, it's questionable whether the performers themselves are actually performing anything at all, and whether the only benefit one gets is the trouble that one's gone to sponsor such an activity. So better instead, as I mentioned, to have pure devotees engage in perform those type of Vaishnava activities that invoke the pleasure of the Lord and His devotees, which means sponsor sankirtan or hold a 24-hour kirtan if devotees are inclined to do that. Feed the Vaishnavas, distribute books on behalf of somebody, purchase 100 Bhagavad Gitas and distribute many books in a person's name, and certainly that is the best type of shraddharite that we can perform, and certainly our family members will receive the best benefit. They will receive eternal benefit and purva abhyasena, and in their next life they'll be able to take off at least from where that devotional benefit which they have received had left them. Hare Krishna.